2 million high school seniors are gearing up this fall to apply to nearly 3,500 U.S. colleges. So which are the strongest academically, the toughest to get into? And oh yeah, of course, top party schools. You all need to know that, right? Well, the Princeton Review ranks the best 361 colleges, the Smart Student's Guide to Colleges. Robert Franek is the lead author. Rob, good morning. Good to see you again.
Well, thanks for having
me back.
Look
at the size of this thing.
It's
I needed this when I was outside with Maria Sharapova as a booster. I'm telling you. I mean, this is a lot of information here.
It's a lot of information. You're right. We reached out to so many students, 110,000 students, to put best 361 colleges
into this year. So this is a survey of just the students, then, with their feedback on their campuses.
Exactly. We think we know a lot about schools at Princeton Review, but we went directly to whom we consider college experts.
How does this differ to U.S. News and World Report's rankings and Newsweek, along with Kaplan's rankings?
Yeah, it is just that. It's a qualitative survey of a student's experience, both academically as well as outside the classroom.
All right, so let's take a look at some of the
strongest
schools academically, talking first here. And usually, of course, we expect the Harvards, Princetons, Yales, which they're up there as well. But this year, kind of a little bit of a surprise, I guess, Reed College in Portland, Oregon scored highest marks.
Yeah, number one,
best
overall. Actually, not surprised. I mean, Reed College is a great school. It's got a great regional reputation, a growing national reputation. It's only 1,300 students, but a wonderful liberal arts school. We went directly to students. They told us that their professors were great, both inside as well as outside
the
classroom.
Tiny school.
Yeah,
about 10 students per class.
It's average 10 to 1 student to faculty ratio. So certainly small, and they pride themselves on that relationship with professors.
All right, Ivy Leagues did very well in other categories as well,
they
like toughest schools to get into, and topping that list, MIT was first, followed then by Yale, Princeton, and Harvard, second, third, fourth, respectively. So any surprises there with that?
There are some usual suspects on that list. Right. And we reached directly out to school administrators through our website, princetonreview.com, and finding out information on school specifically. So what are they looking for on the SAT, ACT, GPA coming into high school? So that's how we come up with our list.
Students happiest with their financial aid packages, Princeton University. So what are they doing differently? Obviously, it's generally a very expensive private school.
Very true.
What are they doing
now?
Yeah,
one of the most aggressive policies that Princeton has put into place over the last couple of years is matching students' aid package. So they need to be allowed to get that aid package in for every student. So they're matching any aid that a student needs once they've been admitted to the university.
The overall happiest students.
Yes.
Stanford University.
Stanford is a terrific place to go to school. Certainly a super competitive school, but when we think about quality of life, it's a beautiful campus. Great food, great dorms, great library, overall quality of life, and great and happy students.
All right. Now, speaking of beautiful campuses, Pepperdine scored top. Malibu, how can you go wrong?
How can you go wrong? It's perfect. It's perfect. And again, voted by students.
I would have liked to have gone to school there.
Of course, right on the beach. It's a lovely campus. Certainly a wonderful school academically, but thinking about quality of life and overall beauty of campus came to the top of the list.
I mean, that's like a travel destination right there, right? Little vacation while you're going to school and cracking the books. That is, if you care to bring the books along, right?
That's right.
All right. Let's also talk about best for athletics, intercollegiate and intramural. And the University of Florida in Gainesville.
Yeah, again, I mean, a school that has wonderful school spirit, and so many students can get excited, not only about academics and the experience that they're going to have there, but the athletic experience overall at a school. So University of Florida is certainly number one on the list.
And I think it's also important that you also have different categories as well for diversity or lack thereof, but some schools scored very well based on their reaching out to the gay community.
Yes, very true.
New College of Florida was the tops there.
Yeah, New College of Florida is an interesting school. It was part of the University of South Florida. It branched off a couple of years ago. And it's important, again, to think about diversity issues, gay and lesbian issues, religious issues on campus. That is the focus of Best 361, and we're so proud to be doing it at Princeton.
Can't let you go without talking about the category Best Party School.
Yes,
topping
certainly.
That list, I'm sure the folks at the University of Wisconsin in Madison probably take a little issue with it, but they ranked highest. And, of course, Ohio University, Matt's alma mater.
Yes, Matt's alma mater.
That's what you already talked
about,
right?
And, again, we went directly out to students. We asked them about alcohol use, drug use on campus, hours of study spent outside the classroom, and popularity of fraternities and sororities. And that's how we come up with that party school list each year.
All right. Robert Franek, always great with the Princeton
Review. Good to see you.
Good to see you
again.
Thank you so much.